You're listening to Lisa.fm. I'm Lisa Osborne. There is so much major change taking place in the world these days. It's hard not to be stressed out. So I wanted to introduce you to a powerful healing method and de-stressing technique that is so simple that anyone at any fitness level can do it, yet it is so, so powerful. It's called Urban Zen. Now, you might be surprised to learn that it was invented by a famous fashion designer. We'll tell you who coming up. Joining me now is Hazel Patterson, a Los Angeles-based yoga instructor and Urban Zen teacher and trainer. If you need to be relaxed, by the way, be sure to be with us in the next 10 minutes or so, because a little bit later in our chat, Hazel is going to teach you a simple breathing exercise that's guaranteed to de-stress you in less than 1 minute. Hazel is my Urban Zen teacher. I quickly became addicted to Urban Zen while taking it at Yoga Works in Los Angeles because I could feel the powerful effects that it had on my body, even though it's not strenuous. In fact, it's so easy, I call it dessert yoga because it feels so yummy. Hazel, thanks for being here. Explain to us what Urban Zen is all about.
Well, it really is delicious. And one of the reasons why I think so many people enjoy it is because it's the softer side of yoga. And it's about self-care and nurturing. And so the group classes in that form tend to be very supportive. And even people who have a strong practice are enjoying coming and just getting into that kind of softer, easier side of yoga, where the nervous system is encouraged to move towards the parasympathetic response, which is to do with relaxation, restoring the body, digestion, repair, fertility, all of these parts of us that get pushed to the side when we're under stress, and when the sympathetic nervous system is kicked in, they come back. After about 20 minutes of creating the correct circumstances for relaxation, the body starts to soften. Whether you believe in it or not, it's a physiological response. And that's what I see in front of me in my classes. I see people just softening and, relaxing into the class, and it's just very gratifying. I really enjoy teaching this kind of yoga.
And along with the gentle stretching, you incorporate other tools, including essential oils.
Yes, exactly. So Urban Zen, the operative word here is integration. Urban Zen integrative therapies, and the therapies or modalities, as we call them, that we integrate are essential oil therapy, Reiki, which is a sort of a primal thing. We all need to be touched. So Reiki brings that in, this feeling of being held and touched. And it's also known as a form of energy therapy or energy medicine. It's working with our own innate capacity to heal each other, and also just opening up to the possibilities of universal healing and energy. I love it. I've come to really love working with Reiki. And then in addition to the oils and the Reiki, we work with restorative poses where the body is supported by props very comfortably so that we can really relax into our subtle body and start to feel more expansive. And it supports all the systems, the physical systems, the neurological system, the endocrine system, digestion, the musculoskeletal system. All of these are just supported and opened up for most optimal function. And also the way we tie it all together is with the languaging. So guided meditation, guided body scans, and breath awareness, which are all elements of yoga traditionally, but the way we're working with them in this is very easy to understand. It's not expecting anyone to be a yoga master. We're just pointing attention to the awareness of the fact that we're inhaling, the fact that we're exhaling, the qualities of those two parts of the breath, and the pauses that we can expand into between the inhales and exhales, which have almost a magic quality of the ability to let us be free from our discomfort and distress. The completion of the exhale, really, really important part of the breath.
And I want to ask you to do an easy breath exercise with us before I let you go today. And also, you were mentioning all the benefits of Urban Zen and how anyone can do it regardless of what fitness level they're at. And Urban Zen is actually being used at UCLA and in hospitals and nursing homes. Is that right?
Indeed. We've taken it through about 3 rounds. I think we're entering the 4th now at UCLA, where the UCLA hospital, thanks to David Feingold, who's the director, and his relationship with with Donna Karen, who's the founder of Urban Zen. I
failed the designer.
To mention.
She, a lot of people yes, would be surprised
it
to
know
this.
It was her idea, and she really created this and was in a position to draw together people like Rodney Yee and his wife Colleen Sedman Yee, who are the yoga leaders in this, my teachers. And together they brought people like Michael Pollan and some of the leading lights in Reiki and also essential oils. They brought the best company, Young Living, who we exclusively use their oils because of their high integrity. So she brought together all these elements and and created relationships with hospitals such as Beth Israel, UCLA, a number of nursing schools. And we're teaching the nurses, and not just for them to bring it onto the ward, which they are, and it's amazing. But what we've always noticed is that, you know, nurses and people in the caring professions are prone to getting burned out.
Oh, it's so
and
hard.
Not taking care of themselves or having the tools to take care of themselves enough that they don't get depleted. So when we initially teach this, this is purely for self-care, and then it expands out pretty quickly, especially with nurses who already have all that medical bit in place, and they bring it to the patients, and there's more call for this than we even have providers at this time. So we're continuing to bring it into the hospitals.
Well, it's a wonderful therapy. I love it too, and it's really healed my shoulder a lot, and also working with the essential oils, the Young Living that you turned me on to, Hazel. I use them to take away pain and for all different things.
Oh,
so
the applications, Lisa, they're amazing. I use the essential oils in my life every single day, from just the mint to freshen up my breath to lavender to tea tree, all of these frankincense. I think you might have got the frankincense. And then these blends that are just so beautiful, like Inner Child. Just some of them are blended even to work with trauma and past trauma, and just to kind of open up the spirit. It's like plant medicine. You know, it predates pharmaceutical medication. It's just,
so
I'm in love
powerful.
With it.
That's so cool. So, and let's talk about, you have some training coming up, and then right after we talk about what you have coming up, I want to do this, a breath exercise that can relax all of us.
Well, I'll just let you know that if you're interested in coming and learning these modalities and learning how to blend them together effectively, because it really is in the blending, you can come and study this. It's for everyone. We get a lot of nurses, psychotherapists, physiotherapists, massage people, but it's for everybody, for self-care. Level one, you come in and learn these tools. And I'm teaching a level one training in Westlake Yoga Works. Coming up, its start date is October 26th. If you would like more information, I can give the phone number. 805-371-3030. So that's the number of the studio, and you can call to get details or go to my website, hazelpattersonyoga.com. That's just a good place to be able to reach out. You can always email me through that site, and I have quite a lot of information about the training and about my schedule and various places that I teach
the classes. So this is a six-week training course.
A six-weekend training.
At
so Saturdays
end.
And Sundays. It goes through till December. We get a couple of weekends off around Thanksgiving. And it's the level one leading into level two, which is the clinical bit, which will come March next year and stretch throughout 2014.
So, and who benefits? People who are stressed out, if someone is caring for someone else, a caregiver
great
situation.
If you have family members or elderly relatives or children or a spouse who could do with some tender loving care. It gives you the ways to show your love to somebody. Really, these are wonderful tools to help you keep your heart open in the world. And I think that's one of the most valuable things that we're bringing to those nurses, is that when they have these tools that are aside from the medical clinical stuff, they have the Reiki, they have the oils, they have these ways of creating more comfort and well-being in their patients. It helps them to keep their heart open and creates a human connection. Because nurses have that capacity anyway. Well, they're so busy a lot of the time on the ward. They're so overscheduled. This really validates them in creating that human connection and holding space for their patients.
And being in the moment,
and
I
being
guess,
in the
isn't
moment.
It? Yeah.
We teach contemplative care. So we actually practice something called bearing witness, which is just holding space without agenda.
I love that aspect of it. When I did a workshop with you, I heard that for the first time, and it's, you don't need to solve anyone's problems or heal them right on the spot, but to just be there and to listen is so powerful.
Precisely. Just thank them and listen. It's so powerful.
And if you want to try out an Urban Zen class with Hazel,
yeah, check the site, check yogaworks.com. I'm teaching at Tarzana every Sunday morning, a one-hour class. You can just come and try it. And also I'll be at Sedona Yoga Festival in early February next year. I'm really excited
2014,
to go
okay.
teach at the Sedona Yoga Festival. Great place to come and try all these different forms of yoga, and I was there last year. It's such a fantastic place, Sedona, so I'm looking forward to that festival.
Wonderful. Okay, mm-hmm. Hazel Patterson, and also on lisa.fm we'll find you, there's a page for Hazel with the various links and the phone number for the training. Now let's go ahead, and you were going to give us an easy breath exercise where
we can do this right now, right here in your studio.
Okay.
So if you just connect to your seat, we're sitting, and get really present with your feet on the ground or whatever they're touching, and your sitting bones into the chair or the floor if you're sitting on the floor, and just feel the way that the sort of the earth element of your body, the bones, connect, because the minerals in the bones are really the same things, the minerals in the earth. So that's our connection to the earth. And once you've kind of created that sense of stability, then just bring your attention to your spine spiraling up towards your head. And perhaps bring the palms of your hands together. And that's a really nice way to unify the right and left sides of your body, just by touching the palms at the heart. In yoga, we call that Anjali Mudra. And the exercise I'd like to offer is a way of just connecting into your breath by starting to notice when you're inhaling and allowing your hands to move apart just a little bit, just gently and really subtly moving apart. And when you notice you're exhaling, move them back towards each other. And they don't even have to reconnect. They can just move close. And I like to call this exercise the third lung, as if you have another lung or a sponge or a balloon opening up between your hands as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, you know, that lung or that sponge, that balloon is getting smaller. And as you be really honest in your connection to the inhale, exactly how long it takes and when it begins and ends, and really, really, truly reflect the exhale all the way through to its completion. You'll start to notice the other two parts of the breath cycle, which are at the end of the inhale, that pause, that sort of turnaround of the breath, and at the end of the exhale, another pause, like a resting point, like you're landing the breath. And it's really perfect to feel that expansion of that pause and then begin when you feel the impulse to inhale, and so on. You can do that for just 30 seconds and really connect in with your breathing, really get grounded through your feet, and come home to yourself and go on with your day from there, just feeling a little bit more centered and a little bit more calm. Of course, there's so much more to do.
And I'm relaxed already, so thank you for that. I hope you are too. Thank you for being here, Hazel.
Thank you, Lisa. Really thank you for exciting. Asking me. It's always a pleasure to see you.
If you missed the phone number for Urban Zen Training or any of the websites that Hazel mentioned today, you can be connected up at lisa.fm. Just search Urban Zen or Hazel. Also, Los Angeles Yoga Magazine featured Urban Zen in a recent issue, and there's a link to that article. You can read about Hazel and Urban Zen from lisa.fm.